إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. We're going to complete, inshallah ta'ala, and finish reading for you the explanation of the last point of the fifth foundation, inshallah ta'ala. The fifth foundation is teach us to distinguish between awliya Allah wa awliya al-shaytan, and not anyone who claims to be from the awliya of Allah, or the people think that he is from the awliya of Allah, they truly from the awliya of Allah. And the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, he mentioned an ayah in Surah Ali Imran, and then he's going to mention another ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah and another one from a couple of ayahs from Surah Yunus. Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan hafizahullah he said these ayahs, they contain the characteristics of awliya Allah, the righteous ones, the good doers, those who are obedient to Allah and to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال وآية في المائدة آية 54 قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم. He mentioned this ayah, O you who believe, whoever from among you turns back from his religion, from Islam, Allah will bring a people whom He will love and they will love Him, humble towards the believers, stern towards the disbelievers, fighting in the way of Allah and never fear the blame of the blamers. And also the ayah that we read last week, last class, in Surah Yunus, to ayah 62 and 63 in Surah Yunus, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. No doubt, verily the awliya of Allah, there is no fear, and no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Those who believed in the oneness of Allah in Islamic monotheism, and used to fear Allah much by abstaining from evil deeds and sins, and by doing righteous deeds. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله هذه صفات أولياء الله. He says this, in this ayah, contains characteristics and the signs of awliya Allah. أنهم يحبون الله ويحبهم الله. From their characteristics, from the awliya of Allah, that they love Allah and Allah loves them as well. وكذلك من صفاتهم أنهم أذل على المؤمنين أعز على الكافرين. They gentle and nice to the believers and stern against the disbelievers. يحبون المؤمنين المؤمنين وفيهم ولاء للمؤمنين وفيهم بغض وبراء من المشركين. The Shaykh says they love the believers. They protect, support, aid, and honor the believers. But they hate the shirk and the mushrikeen. And they free themselves from the mushrikeen, from the polytheists. ويجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لوم لائم. And they strive in the way of Allah, and they don't fear the blame of no blamer. قال هذه أربعة صفات هي صفات أولياء الله. So these are characteristics in the Quran. Allah describing His awliya. وأما الذين يأمرون بعبادة غير الله يدعون من في القبور والأموات والأضرحة ويسمون خوارق الشيطان كرامات من الله فهذه صفات أعداء الله. It says, as for those who command the people to worship other than Allah, by teaching them to call upon the dead people in the graves. Instead to turn to Allah, they turn to tombs and the like. And they call the tricks of the shaitan as karamat, that things that Allah honored certain of his righteous slaves with. He says, no, these are from the characteristics of the enemies of Allah. These are from the characteristics of the enemies of Allah. They are the ones who call to shirk, to worship other beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to obey the shaitan instead of obeying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ صالح الفوزان فأنت تأخذ من هذه الآيات الثلاث صفة أولياء الله. So these three ayahs that Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala mentioned, you take from them the characteristics of and the signs of awliyaullah, the righteous people whom Allah loves and they love Allah. Al-Ula fi Surah Ali Imran. He means the Surah Ali Imran and Surah Al-Ma'idah, the ayah in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 31, and the ayah 54 in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and the two ayahs 62 and 63 in Surah Yunus. فيها صفات أولياء الله. This ayah contains the description of the awliya Allah, their signs and their qualities. من اتصف بها فهو ولي لله. However, these qualities are found within that person, he is wali Allah. He is wali of Allah. وَمَنْ اتَّصَفَ بِدِدِّهَا فَهُوَ وَلِيُّ الشَّيْطَانِ. But on the other hand, if someone adorns themselves with the opposite of these qualities that are mentioned in this ayat, so that person, it is the wali. He is the friend and the ally of the shaitan, وَلِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. قال الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله ثم صار الأمر عند أكثر من يدعي العلم وأنه من هداة الخلق وحفاظ الشرع إلى أن الأولياء لا بد فيهم من ترك اتباع الرسل ومن تبعهم فليس منهم. Then he says, after the Shaykh, he mentioned who are أولياء الله, and he mentioned their characteristics and their qualities in the Quran. Now he mentioned now is a big misconception and a big point of falsehood, that many people who claim knowledge, it become to many people who claim knowledge and those who claim that they call in the creation to the truth and to guidance, those who protect the legislation, that the awliya, for someone to be from the awliya of Allah, they have to fulfill this condition. What is that condition? They no longer follow the messengers. They don't have to follow the messengers. Rather, if someone still following the messenger, he's not from awliya Allah. One of the conditions they said, these wicked people, that for someone to be from awliya Allah, he's no need for him to follow the messenger. But if someone still follow the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's not a wali. In the explanation of this point, Shaykh Saleh al-Fawzan hafidhahullah ta'ala says, إذا خرج عن الشرع يقال عندهم هذا عارف, is one of their terms. وصل إلى الله ليس بحاجة إلى اتباع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يأخذوا عن الله مباشرة والعياذ بالله. These wicked people and this misguided, deeply in falsehood and misguidance, when one, not anybody, those people who they think they are awliya, when they go against the legislation, they don't act upon what Allah has commanded. When they go against the legislation, they say this person, yeah, he's doing that because he get a level of i'arif. This person already reached a level, he's in no need for him to follow the messenger of Allah. Yes. This person with them, he reached a level, he know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough, but he doesn't have to follow the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't have to follow the sunnah. He doesn't have to take from the sunnah. Why? Because this person who's a arif with them takes from Allah directly. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. يَقُولُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ عَنْ مَيِّتٍ عن ميت يعني بالأسانيد، ونحن نأخذ ديننا عن الحي الذي لا يموت، يزعمون أنهم يأخذون عن الله مباشرة والعياذ بالله. Look at their falsehood will take them. They say to أهل السنة والجماعة, the righteous people who follow the truth and understood the deen correctly, those who have the correct understanding, أولياء الله amongst them. So the wicked ones, they said to those who are upon the haqq, you guys take your religion from a dead, from a dead, from a dead, meaning the chain of narrations. Like Imam Bukhari, for example, he says, حَدَّثَنَا فُلَانْ عَنْ فُلَانْ عَنْ فُلَانْ عَنْ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ, for example. He said, those are all dead. You're taking the knowledge from dead people. You're just mentioning dead. Rather, we take them. They say them. They take the knowledge directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said they take the knowledge from the one, Al-Hayyu Alladhi La Yamut, the ever-living, who never die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال ومن يأخذ عن الرسل فليس من الأولياء عندهم فلا يكون وليا عندهم إلا من خرج عن طاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, as for the one, according to their wicked understanding and their wicked creed, والعياذ بالله والحمد لله الذي عافانا مما ابتلاهم به, and we praise Allah and thank Him for saving us from that which He afflicted them with. Now they say, if someone still take from the Sunnah, he is not from the awliya. Because to them, to their wicked understanding, for a person to be a wali has to go against the Sunnah. There is no need for him to take the Sunnah. He has another legislation, another program. ولا يصير الولي الآن في عرف كثير من المتأخرين إلا من بني على قبره قبة أو مسجد أو المدفون الذي دفنه قبة أو مسجد. Now he says to many people, the layman's ignorance, because they ignorant, and ignorance is a fatal disease, والعياذ بالله. He says many of these people of our days, who is the wali to them? The wali is the one who's dead and built upon him a great tomb, big house, adorned and have people in there and commit a lot of shirk. That's the wali, wal'iyadu billah. Or they built upon his grave a masjid. And it's haram to build a masjid upon graves. But then, if a person's his grave is in a masjid, they like, look, the only way, this guy is not anybody, you know. For them to build a masjid upon his grave, got to be wali, wal'iyadu billah. Even though that's action itself against the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, أما المدهون الذي دفنه على السنة الذي لم يوضع على قبر شيء فهو عندهم ليس بولي ولو كان من أفضل الناس. As for someone who, when they bury him according to the Sunnah. So therefore there is no erected buildings or no tombs and no kebab, okay, and no dome on his grave. Then like this guy is nobody. He's not a wali. Even if that person in that grave be from the best of the people. ثم أيضا عندهم الولي له زي خاص بأن يلبس عمامة ويلبس ثوب خاص. Likewise, these wicked people that the shaitan play with them in a big time and misled them, والحمد لله الذي عافانا مما ابتلاهم به. Also the wali, he has a specific clothing and dress code. He don't dress like the people, and he don't eat what the people eat and all these things. So his imama is different, and his clothing are different, so he outstands. So if somebody comes, he's like, oh, that guy, why is he different than all? Because he's a wali. Ayna. وهذا فيه من الرياء. The Sheikh is going to mention. يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله, ليس لأولياء الله علامة يتميزون بها, بل يكونون كسائر الناس, ما يعرفون. Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله, he says, أولياء الله, the true أولياء, Awliya Allah, they don't have no things that make them stand out. Rather, they will be like the people. You can't say who is who. You can't tell the difference. They're not known amongst the people. They don't just stand in one place or they have special dress that make them only the wali can wear that. No. They awliya, but they may pray next to you, you don't even know. He's a wali or not. Aina. He may come and help you. Move. No problem. He carried things. But this awliya, they don't know anything. Walayyadu billah. Dear awliya, the falsehood. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول رب أشعث أغبر مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لا أبره. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, perhaps someone, because of his condition, poor person, he lives in a condition that he always disheveled his hair, dusty. People don't want him. He's kept away from the doors, meaning they don't give him, they don't pay attention to him. But if he swears, he swears, he says, oh Allah, he swears that Allah give him something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to him. Because you cannot swear. You cannot swear upon Allah, wallahi, you gotta give me this, Allah. No, you can't do that. You ask Allah, but look, because of the level, to these people they're rich. Even if they swear, Allah still give it to them because of their righteousness, because they are awliya. قال الشيخ صالح فوزان هذه صفة أولياء الله أنهم لا يظهرون أنفسهم بل يحرصون على الاختفاء لأجل الإخلاص لله عز وجل. أولياء الله, these are their characteristics. We mention in the ayats, but on top of that, they don't put themselves out there. They don't stand out. But rather, they're diligent. And they try their best not to be known amongst the people. Whatever they do from good, they don't want, they do it between them and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this because they care about ikhlas, sincerity. قال إذن من صفات أولياء الله التواضع والاختفاء وعدم الظهور. You can add to this, to those صفات and qualities that are mentioned in the ayat that the Shaykh mentioned earlier. Add another quality is تواضع, modesty. They modest. And the one who's modest, he's not looking for fame. He sits anywhere. Not like some people, he came the last one, everybody stand, wait, who's there? Move, make room, get up. They make 10 people to get up so he can sit by himself in one corner. By himself, nobody next to his right, nobody in a lot of space. People sitting on the floor, but everybody's sitting. He's sitting so that the people are like, who's that? That's a wali. No, he's not. Awliya Allah, they're modest. They sit anywhere, they eat anything. They don't try to stand out. Naam, wal ikhtifa. And they don't want to stand out. Adam al buhur. They don't want anyone to know what they do. They don't want the people to know how what they do from acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the asl al-khamis. Al-asl al-sadis wal-akhir. رد الشبهة التي وضعها الشيطان في ترك القرآن والسنة واتباع الآراء والأهواء المتفرقة المختلفة وهي أن القرآن والسنة لا يعرفهما إلا المجتهد المطلق. Another important foundation, because the Shaykh is clarifying the shubha and refueling the doubt. This shubha that the shaitan brought, okay, and misled certain people, those who obey him and follow him. What is this shubha? To leave off the Quran and the Sunnah. To leave off the Quran and the Sunnah, you don't act upon the Quran and the Sunnah, but rather follow opinions of people and desires, different opinions. Why? Because Quran tells them that Quran and Sunnah can be used only by the kibar ulama. If you are not from the major scholars, don't you ever try to use Quran as a proof or Sunnah, because we don't understand. This is the shubha and a doubtful matter that Shaitan cast in their hearts. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظ على the explanation, he says هذا هو الأصل الأخير وهو مهم جدا. This is the last principle, the last foundation of the sixth foundation of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. He said, and it is very important as well. Why? Because those who go against the Quran and the Sunnah they have this shubha. They say, إِنَّا لَا نَعْرِفُ مَعَايَ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةِ وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَن نَعْرِفَهَا لَا يَعْرِفَ إِلَّا الْعُلَمَاء الْكِبَارُ. They says, why they go against the Quran and the Sunnah? They follow desires, they follow opinions of men instead to follow what Allah commanded them and what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them with. They says, because they do not understand what Allah says and what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. And they say it's impossible for them to understand anything from the Quran and the Sunnah. Why? Because only the major scholars understand the text of the Quran and the text of the Sunnah. See the shubha now? The Shaykh will refute them. قال فيقال لهم شيخ صلاح الفوزان. He said, we say to these people that go against the Quran and the Sunnah, and they follow opinions of men, different opinions, deviations of men. They follow desires simply because they say that they cannot go to the Quran, they cannot act upon those ayahs or ahadith because they don't understand. Why? Because for anyone, to them, to really use the ayahs and ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, they have to be from the major scholars. The Shaykh says, نقال لهم القرآن في أشياء واضحة يعرفها العامي ويعرفها المتعلم تقوم بها الحجة على الخلق وفي أشياء لا يعرفها إلا العلماء وفي أشياء لا يعلمها إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. سبحان الله. Look, والله نيد علماء إخوان. الله أكبر. The Shaykh says, we said to these people, Quran in it, there are matters, okay, and subject matters that are clear. No ambiguity in them. And everybody understands those matters. The layman, the one who's learning, okay? Even the laymans, they know. Don't have to be a scholar. And they're so clear. The meaning of this ayahs and the ahadith are so clear that it established the proof against the people. And also the Shaykh said, and there is subject matters and ayats or ahadith. There is ayats in the Quran. Only the ulama knows about them. Naam. Yes, there is ayats and there is matters only for the ulama. And in the Quran, certain things only Allah knows. Nobody knows about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the taqseem? Naam, there are ayats in the Quran. Everybody understands them. You know, you don't know. You're educated or not. They're so clear. The Shaykh is going to give examples. There is other ayahs. Yes, you have to have on certain level of knowledge. Not for anybody. You got to have some knowledge to understand them. And there is ayahs in the Quran. No one knows about them. No prophet and no angel, no scholar. The knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, نعم يوجد في القرآن والسنة أمور لا يعرفها إلا المجتهد المطلق. The Shaykh says, yes. It is true actually that there is certain things in the Quran. No one has the knowledge of them except a major scholar. Those people who spend a lot of time studying and Allah gave them knowledge. لكن توجد أشياء كثيرة يعرفها العوام. يعرفها المتعلم الذي حاز على قدر يسير من العلم. He said, but however, there are things, many other things in the Quran that it is known by the laymen, by the common folk. And the one who is a beginner, learning with the little basics they have, they can understand those things and those matters in the Quran. مثل قوله تعالى, the Shaykh is going to give some examples. وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوهُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And worship Allah alone and do not associate with Him anyone or anything in worship. Is there anything difficult understanding this command? Worship Allah alone and don't fall into shirk. وقوله تعالى في سورة المائدة إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار. Verily, whoever commits shirk, associate partners with Allah in worship, Allah has made Jannah forbidden for that person and his place will be the hellfire. This is difficult to understand. Hamukallah. It's clear. Another example, Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 32. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. don't come near zina. Is this difficult to understand? Another ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayah number 3, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةِ. Eating the dead bodies is forbidden for you. Here's a dead body, somebody can eat it, say, he eats and like, where's the ayah? No, we don't understand the ayah. What do you mean, don't understand the ayah? He's clear. وَمِثْلُ Another ayah, ayah 3 in Surah Al-Nur, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing man to lower their gazes, not to look at the haram, and to protect their private parts from zina and adultery and fornication and other things. You have to be a mufti to understand this. Somebody has to reach the level of Sheikh Ibn Baz and Al-Albani, Uthaymeen, Fawzan to really understand that they should lower their gaze and not look at the haram. قَلْ هَذِهِ أُمُرْ وَاضِحَ يَعْرِفُ الْعَامِ إِذَا سَمِعَهَا. The Shaykh said, these are matters that are clear. Worship Allah and don't fall into shirk. These are matters that are clear. The laymans know them when they hear these ayats. ثم قال الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله والمجتهد هو الموصوف بكذا وكذا أوصافا لعلها لا توجد تامة في أبي بكر وعمر. He says, these wicked people, when they says, look, nobody understands the Quran except mujtahid mutlaq, absolute mujtahid. And then themselves, not that Allah or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they didn't go to the Quran and the Sunnah to see what is the qualities of a major scholar. Kibar al-ulama, a great scholar, a major scholar. No, they have the characteristics in the Quran and the Sunnah. And the ulama of the Sunnah, they have signs and qualities of a scholar, of a mufti, of a mujtahid. But them, no, they come up with their own qualities that they may not even be found in Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. The Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, يَضَعُونَ شُرُوطًا لِلْمُجْتَهِدِ الْمُطْلَقَةِ لَا تُوجَدُ تَامَّةً فِي مَنْ هُمْ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ النَّاسِ مِثْلَ أَبِي بَكْر وَعُمَر. لماذا؟ لأن هذه الشروط وضعوها من عند أنفسهم. سبحان الله. And they made these conditions, they made conditions for someone to be called mujtahid mutlaq, absolute mujtahid, a great scholar, that they may not be found in the best of this ummah, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhumah. And of course, this condition, they're not found in the Quran and the Sunnah. This condition, they come up with it themselves. They made them up. They made up these conditions. يقول الله تعالى أفلا يتدبرون القرآن سورة النساء verse 82. Why they not ponder upon the Quran? He says هذا عام للمسلمين. This is for all the Muslims. Oh, you reflect upon the Quran, you ponder. Allah commands us. Why do they do not ponder and reflect upon that which they read? He said, this is for all the Muslims. Not just for the great scholars, for all Muslims, when they read the Quran, they should pay attention. They should pay attention and reflect, think, because Allah is addressing them. ثم قال الشيخ كلام جميل حفظه الله قال كل يعرف من القرآن ما يسر الله له. He said, everybody will know a portion from the Quran. And everyone, Allah lead them to that which they are able to understand from it. فَالْعَامِ يَحْصُلْ عَلَى مَا يَسْتَطِيعُ. The layman, yes, he understands ayats in the Quran. There are many ayats in the Quran, a layman, somebody who is not a student of knowledge. Yes, he understands those ayats clearly. And the Shaykh mentioned some of them. وَالْمُتَعَلِّمْ يَحْصُلْ عَلَى مَا يَسْتَطِيعُ. The one who's seeking knowledge, is students of knowledge, alhamdulillah, he's going to get a little bit more than the layman because of the basics he has and she has, because they seek in knowledge. وَالرَّاسِخْ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَحْصُرُ عَلَى مَا يَسْتَطِيعُ. And the one who has firm foot in knowledge, the ulama, the great scholars, yes, those they get also from the Quran, and they understand those ayats according to the level. they are gaining knowledge. Everyone understands from the Quran according to their level. Na'am. And then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Ra'd. The ayah number 13 in Surah Al-Ra'd, أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها. With the ayah 17, actually the surah Al-Ra'd is surah number 13, and the ayah number 17. أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sends down water rain, mineral rain, the water, from the sky. And the valleys flow according to their measure. Okay? The Shaykh explained. قال كل واد يأخذ من السيل قدره. He says, now rain falls. But this river is bigger than the other one. This pond is larger and vaster than the other one. This lake takes more water than this smaller lake. From the same rain. The same rain, but the proportions are different. The stream takes a little bit of it according to its level. And likewise, the big pond, the big lake, and the big river. قَالْ كَذَلِكَ الْعِلْمِ أَنْزَلَهُ اللَّهِ. Likewise, knowledge. Sent by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّ قَلْبٍ يَأْخُذُ مِنْهُ بِقَدَرٍ. This is a beautiful example. He says, and every heart take from it in a proportion, ya akhwan. There is a measure. He said, قَلْبُ الْعَامِي وَقَلْبُ الْمُتَعَلِّمِ وَقَلْبُ الْعَالِمِ وقلب الراسخ في العلم كل واحد يأخذ بقدره وبقدر ما أعطاه الله من الفهم. The Sheikh says, Allah sent the Quran down, knowledge, but now the heart of the layman, the heart of the students of knowledge, the heart of the alim, and the heart of a great alim, every one of them takes from the knowledge according to the understanding that Allah has bestowed upon them. The same heart. Same heart. You think the students of knowledge have five hearts? And the layman has only one? No, it's not the case. And then a alim has 100 hearts? And the mufti and the great imam, great has 1,000 hearts? No, they all have one heart. Allah gave us one heart. But what's to make the difference? This heart knows a little bit. This heart knows more. This heart is an ocean of knowledge. As we sometimes, when you hear the A'imma in their biographies, they're like, he was an ocean. An ocean, not just a bucket. Some of us, we don't even have a bucket in tafsir. If we want to squeeze our heart, and excuse me for this, to get some hadith, we don't even fill a bucket. But some of the ulama in hadith, they say, this man was ocean. Was an ocean in hadith. And he was an ocean in tafsir. Ocean in Arabic language because of the vastness of the knowledge. And remember the example that Allah gave in Surah Al-Ra'd. قَالْ أَمَّا أَنَّهُ لَا يَفْهَمُ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا الْمُسَيْدِ مُتَفَهَ. هذا كلام غير صحيح. So everybody understands and takes from the Qur'an according to their understanding. Okay? As for somebody do not understand anything, and nobody will understand the slightest things from the Quran except a great scholar, the Shaykh said, this is not right. This is wrong. This is not correct. Everybody takes from the Quran according to their understanding. And of course, the understandings, you can build it by seeking knowledge, sitting with the ulama, reading their books, explanation, doing homework, spending more time, listening. Now, this is how you understand it. Okay? Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he goes back to them, to the wicked ones again. He says, يقولون محاولة فهم القرآن من التكليف ما لا يستطاع. They say now, look, they say that the wicked one, they says, trying to understand the Quran is like you're trying to do the impossible. It's like you're trying the impossible. That's how the shaitan get them. down pack, like we say. They say, if you try to understand the Quran, it's like you're trying that which is impossible. والشروط التي ذكر العلماء وقالوا لا بد أن توفر في المفتي يريدون بها المجتهد المطلق. Yes, there are certain conditions, the Sheikh says. The ulama, they mention, the ulama, they set some conditions for somebody to be mufti, somebody to be a great scholar. Yes, they have to be found in this person. The Sheikh says, but this condition do not apply on understanding those ayahs that are clear. Now, for somebody to be a great mufti, give fatawa in nawazil, or be a great scholar, yes, there is certain condition, not anybody, it's not a label. It's not a jacket you put on and you're a mufti all of a sudden, you know. No, there is some conditions, real ones. And the ulama, they know this. That's why the ulama, they know who's a scholar and who's not. Somebody can be famous on a TV channels all day, on YouTube. They don't care, because they said this man doesn't fulfill the conditions to be a mufti, doesn't have the conditions to be a great scholar, to be an alim, to be even a student of knowledge. Okay? But these conditions that do exist, they do not apply on everybody. Yes, you can understand from the Quran according to your ability. There are some ayahs that are clear. You, everybody know them. And there is other ayahs, yes, you have to be students of knowledge. And there is other ayahs, students of knowledge, but you're nowhere going to understand. You need the alim to break it down for you. And there are other ayahs nobody knows, not even the messengers know about them. Only Allah knows. لا يعلم الغيبة إلا الله. نعم. قال نعم. فهم الأمور الواضحة مثل التوحيد والشرك والواجبات الظاهرة والمحرمات الظاهرة. He says Allah made the matter of توحيد and shirk clear in the Quran. It's not like you have to use some math or chemistry to understand توحيد. توحيد, Allah tell you worship Allah. That's it. And avoid shirk. Don't associate partners with him. And also those obligations. Perform the prayer. Fast in the month of Ramadan. Perform Hajj if able. Pay the zakat if you're those people who are liable to pay the zakat. Be good to your parents. This is easy. Be nice to your neighbor. It's good. Don't oppress. Don't cheat. Don't backbite. Don't lie. These are clear commands. Don't lie. Somebody said, what does it mean? This is called a alim. Don't lie, man. You know that. Lying, you know. People who lie. Be truthful. Speak the truth. Naam. فعلاين الشيخ حفظه الله يقول ثم الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى منشن آيات. He mentioned, قال ومن طلب الهدى منهما أي من القرآن والسنة يقولون عنه زنديق أو مجنون لأجل صعوبة فهمهما فسبحان الله وبحمده. سبحان الله, كم بين الله سبحانه شرعا وقدرا وخلقا وأمرا في رد هذه الشبهة الملعونة من وجوه شتى بلغت إلى حد الضروريات العامة. He says now these wicked people, that they fall into the trap of the shaitan, they say now if anyone try to seek guidance from Quran and Sunnah, he's a zandiq, a heretic, or a crazy. Why they call him this name? This is because that's difficult to understand the text of the Quran and Sunnah. Difficult. So leave him alone. The Shaykh says, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Allah has made this clear. Tawheed, shirk. The commands, the prohibitions, the apparent commands and the apparent prohibitions, those things that we know, Allah has made them clear. And therefore this accursed, doubtful matter has been refuted in the Quran in many ways. And he mentioned, he says, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. It is very clear in the Quran these matters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 187, but Allah says, but many people do not know this thing. They're so clear. And see, the Shaykh, that's what he mentioned actually in the beginning of his book, Min A'jab al-Ujaj. From the most amazing things, these six foundations, six principles that are clear in the Quran and Sunnah. Clear! The laymen, they understand them, but he said, yes, many people, many of the creation, they do not act upon them. And also he mentioned, Shaykh Muhammad al-Ruhab, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned the ayat from 7 to 11 in Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin, that's chapter 36. We're going to read to you from the ayat with a translation, inshaAllah ta'ala, from the Noble Quran. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْتَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the word of punishment has proved true against most of them, so they will not believe. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. Verily we have put on their necks iron collars, reaching to their chins, so that their heads are raised up. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And we have put a barrier before them and a barrier behind them. And we have covered them up so that they cannot see. وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. It is the same to them, whether you warn them or you warn them not. They will not believe. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. You can only warn him who follows the reminder, the Quran, and fears the most gracious Allah. He fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ghayb, in the times when he is alone. Bear you to such one the glad tidings of forgiveness and a generous reward, i.e. paradise. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan hafidhahu wa ta'ala, in the explanation of this, قال هذه الآيات هذه الآيات في المعرضين عن تدبر كلام الله وكلام رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says this ayat was pertaining to those who turned their back away from reflecting upon the speech of Allah and the speech of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. They don't try to understand. And there is many ways to understand. You can understand yourself. You read the Quran, you read the Hadith, these ayats are clear. These ahadith are clear. And you understand. But now as you're reading these ayats, you don't understand. You stop there. Now you ask those who don't, who know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. So you ask the people who know. Sometimes you ask the imam of the masjid, you ask the person who gave the talk, you ask students in the community. If your father is a student of knowledge, you ask him. Your mother, she's a student of knowledge. If one of us, wife, you may marry to a student of knowledge, alhamdulillah. And you ask her, tell her, listen, this ayah, you know something. She's like, oh yeah, I read this in Tafsir ibn Kathir. Qala ibn Kathir, qala ibn Abbas, qala Mujahid, qala Ikrimah, qala Muqatil. She helped you out. And there are certain things that you have to call one of the kibar al-ulama. And there are certain things that, yes, you call kibar al-ulama. He says, listen, me and you were in this one. We're on the same level, man. That make you happy? That me and you were in the same level on this one? I don't know. Just like you. No, and there are certain things. If somebody will ask al-alim, yadullah, Allah mentioned there is, he has a hand. How is it, Shaykh? Can you describe it? The alim is going to say, listen, man, me and you, we have no knowledge of that. Only Allah knows about the kayfiyya. See? But there are certain things that are clear in the Quran. So the Shaykh, he said, these ayahs are pertaining to those who turn their back. They don't want to reflect upon the Quran. They don't want to learn the meanings of the Quran, the meanings of the speech of Allah and the speech of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But in the end of this ayahs, he says, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرْ. See? He says, even if you try to warn these people and talk to them, they're not going to get it. SubhanAllah, because they're not trying to understand. And that's true. Wallahi, sometimes, SubhanAllah, the ulama, they talk all day about many things, give fatawa, but then certain people still follow their madhab, as they claim. and they not even follow their madhab. Naam. Certain people, ikhwan, you find them in shirk, in bid'ah, dalalat. And you bring them the ayat, the ahadith, the statements of the ulama, of the sahaba in the first place, and statement of all of the mashayikh. And they still give you fake smiles, that, you know, you follow that, I'm sticking to this. That's the ayah says. You warn them or not, they're not going to get it. But who get it? The one who fears Allah. That's the one who fear Allah. He's the one who, when you hear the hadith in the khutbah, the jumu'ah, it's enough. Al-Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and maybe he's not the only one who said this, but right now that's what comes to my mind. He says, if someone seeking the truth, if someone really in his heart have this sincerity that he wants the haqq, one text from the Quran and the Sunnah is enough. Is enough. He said, but if someone does not want the haqq, want to argue, you bring them 1,000 proofs, they still not gonna reject everyone. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah make us from those people who accept the haqq. Ameen. The Shaykh said, فَهَذَا مَثَلُ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ. He said, this ayat in Surah Yasin is give us the example of two groups. Those who reject everything, they don't want to hear. The reminder come to them, the admonition, nothing. They don't hear anything. And the example of those whom, alhamdulillah, they have a live heart. And when the reminder gets to them, they reflect upon it and they accept it and act upon it. Al-Mu'adhin. Hey. Al-Waqt, inshallah? Daqiqa? No. قال ثم قال الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله آخره والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. هنا الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى says the Shaykh he ختم الرسالة بمثل ما بدأ به بحمد الله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وهذا من محاسن التأليف والتعليم وذلك بالثناء على الله أولا وآخرا. He said, and then the Shaykh, he conclude this Risala the same way he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying the salat and salam upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shows the one of the best way in the etiquette of compiling books and teaching the people by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning and the end. No.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أنين الشيخ himself, Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan, in the end of the explanation of this risala, he says, وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مُعَلِّمِ الْخَيْرِ وَالدَّاعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And the salat and the salam upon the Messenger of Allah, the one who taught us all this good, the one who called to Allah, صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وسار على نهجه وتمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. He says, and the salat and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, his family members, companions, and whoever follow his guidance and follow his path and hold on to his sunnah until the day of judgment. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allow us to complete this book and to finish alhamdulillah studying this book. Alhamdulillah. We're going to do the test tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, between Maghrib and Isha. And we're going to do it collectively, inshallah, like we did before. Tayyib. So we're going to do it between Maghrib and Isha. If we finish the test, alhamdulillah. If not, we may finish it on Wednesday, inshallah ta'ala. So once again, these are six principles, alhamdulillah. Review your notes, alhamdulillah. Review the shuruh of the ulama. They are online, okay? And this is a very beneficial book, especially with the explanation. Let us not forget about it, okay? But this is for us to go back to the notes. If you have the book, alhamdulillah, read it. If the tapes are available or the recording, listen to it. And if you find any mistake from my part that I said something that I don't have no knowledge to say or no right to say, please bring it to me, inshallah ta'ala, so we can correct it, inshallah ta'ala. In the end, in the book, there is a couple of questions. I'm going to, for the time we have, I'm going to select a couple of questions. The first question that the Shaykh was asked, أثابكم الله فضيلة الشيخ ما رأيكم في من يقول إن المقصود بأولي الأمر الذين ذكروا في الآية هم العلماء وليسوا الأمراء. Says, may Allah reward you, the great reward, O Shaykh. What is your say? What do you say to the one who says what is intended by أولي الأمر that are mentioned in the ayah in the Quran? They are only the scholars, not the rulers. Those on authority, they are only the scholars, not the rulers. قال الشيخ في الجواب هذا غلط. So this is a mistake. لأن الآية شاملة تشمل العلماء والأمراء. هذا هو الصحيح. Says the correct opinion is that what is correct understanding of this ayah is that it comprises both the ulama and the umara, the scholars and the rulers. They uli al-amr. كلهم يقال لهم أولي الأمر. Then the Shaykh was asked a question about جماعة التبليغ. It's in his book in here. قال فضيلة الشيخ هناك بعض الإخوة ينتسبون إلى جماعة التبليغ ويدعوننا كثيرا للخروج معهم ويستدلون على كونهم على الحق بكثرة من يهتدون على أيديهم من الكفار وغيرهم في أنحاء العالم فكيف نرد عليهم. The questioner says, O Shaykh, O noble Shaykh, some brothers who affiliate themselves and go with Jama'at al-Tabligh, they invite us to go with them many times. They insist constantly, you know, they insist that we go with them with Jama'at al-Tabligh on their trips. And they use as a proof that they are upon the haq, the Jama'at al-Tabligh upon the haq. And we know Jama'at al-Tabligh, they are not upon the haq, they are upon the lal. Allah yahdihim. He says they give as a proof because they are upon the haq. Many people are guided at their hands from the kuffar. Many people are guided at their hands. Remember this word guided, at their hands. Many people are guided at their hands from the non-Muslims, and other than them, as to be understood in the question, because the Shaykh, he mentioned it in the answer, meaning other than them, then those who are Muslims, but they struggle with their religion. They don't pray, they drink alcohol, this, mashallah, listen to music, smoke cigarettes, you know. And other than them, in all over the world. That's what they say. They said they got to be upon the haq because look, many people are guided at their hands because of their efforts. From non-Muslims who are guided to Islam, And those Muslims who are sinners and the like, they are guided. How do we, you know, what do we say to them, Ya Shaykh? What do we say to them? How we refute this claim of theirs? قَالْنَا رُدُّ عَلَيْهِ بِأَنْ نَقُولُ. It's easy to refute them. We say to them, مَنِ الَّذِي اهْتَدَى عَلَى أَيْدِهِمْ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. They say many people are guided their hands. Let's ask them one question. What is that person who was guided to Tawheed at their hands? Subhanallah. See how they answer. هل واحد من الكفار أو من المبتدعة أو من القبوريين اهتدى على يد جماعة التبليغ وترك الشرك وتبع الله من الشرك وعرف التوحيد أو لا. The Shaykh says, one. Is there one from the kuffar or from the innovators or from those who worship graves was really guided by جماعة التبليغ at their hands and left off shirk and repent to Allah from shirk and he knew Tawheed or not? Says, no, it's not the case. قال إنما هم يتوبون الناس من الذنوب. He says, then what they do, Jama'at Tabligh? They just focus on sins. If they see somebody smoking, oh yeah, you smoke. It's haram, it's no good for you. Quit, come to the masjid. Yeah. If somebody eat pork, yeah, chicken is available, mashallah. Why pork? You're a Muslim. He said, that's what they do. They focus on sins. This sins. أما الشرك لا يتعرضون له قط ولا يحذرون منه. As for shirk, personal shirk, they never talk about that. They don't address the shirk, period. Never. They do not warn against shirk. قال ولذلك تكثر في بلادهم عبادة الأضرحة والقبور ولا يتعرضون لها. Says for this reason, they come from their countries and go all over the world to call the people as they say, to guide the people, but in their own countries, people upon shirk. Most of the people who are upon shirk, they are from their countries, from those Jama'at al-Tabligh, when they came from these countries. People worship tombs and graves, wal'iyadu billah. And they do not warn against that. قال فما معنى هذا؟ وأي دعوة هذه؟ What does it mean, the Shaykh says? They said they guide the people, but their people, their own people are upon shirk, worshipping graves and tombs and the like, worshipping dead people. He said, what kind of da'wah is this? What kind of da'wah? What type of da'wah is this? What type of guidance is this? قال ثم إنهم يتوبون الناس من المعاصي ويدخلونهم في البدع التي يسيرون عليها في منهجهم معروف. And he said, beside the point, yes, they may go and talk to somebody about he's smoking a cigarette or smoking whatever, reefer, whatever, weed, or is drinking alcohol, or dealing with some haram here or there. They go to like somebody who has a gas station and sell lottery and this. And they talk to him. Nah, and that person may like, oh, Jazakumullah khairan, thank you. But then they bring him to what? To bid'ah and innovations. That is well known in their manhaj. They are upon innovations. Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned the same thing. And the ulama, many of the ulama, they warn against them. There is no khair, no good in Jama'at al-Tabligh. No one really like them and love them and defend them except someone who don't know the Sunnah and don't know the Tawheed. They're the ones like, oh man, Jama'at Tabligh, they're the best people. They all over. They spend their time. They spend their wealth. They all over from state to state. Who told them to do that? Stay where you are. Teach your wife. Me personally, I know some people. I used to know. I don't see them anymore. When I used to be up where I used to be, there is a lot of them. And there is here too. There is a lot of masajid in here. In Norcross and Lawrenceville and all over, in Atlanta, there is a lot of masajid Jama'at Tabligh. Naam. And there is a lot of layman people who they support them and they're like, no, look, they worshipers, they're always in the masjid. Look, they don't even wash their clothes. Who told you don't wash your clothes? It's not from Sunnah. Look, they even smell. That's bad. You can't come to the masjid if you smell, man. Now look, because they don't have time to take a bath. They don't have time to wash their clothes. Why they don't have time? Because they call in people, guided people. Guiding them to what? To innovations? That's not guidance. You gotta be careful, Ikhwan. Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, subhanAllah, these people, they go and talk to somebody who smoke a cigarette or drink alcohol, and yes, that's bad, but they bring him to something worse, innovations. If somebody upon Tawheed, and he knows the Sunnah, and he's smoking, and that's bad. Nobody's going to say that's a good thing, but for that person to be upon innovation, that's worse. And Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَالْبِدْعَةُ أَحَبُّ إِلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to say, an innovation is more beloved to shaitan than sin. لِمَاذَا? Why? He says, لِأَنَّ الدَّنْبَ يُتَابُ مِنْهُ وَالْبِدْعَةَ لَا. He says, because the sin, the person who's sinning, he know his sin. And he asks Allah for forgiveness. But the one who's committing innovation, when an innovator, after he make that long dua, he make a long dua upon innovation, and then he's like, oh Allah, forgive me for this mistake. No? Actually, they happy when they make that innovation, and they think that get them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ikhwan, la khayra bi jama'at al-tabligh, illa an yahdiyahum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no good in what they do, because their manhaj is not the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. As we mentioned to you, the kalam of Ahlul Ilm, and they go against the minhaj of the Prophet ﷺ in calling to Allah. Look, when the Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'ad to Yemen, he told him, the first thing you call the people to, and you wahidu Allah. Tawheed, the first. فَإِنْهُمَ طَاعُوا لِذَلِكَ. And if they accept Tawheed, then talk to them about the Salat. Tawheed first. Them, they go against the minhaj of the Prophet ﷺ. They do not talk about Tawheed. People upon shirk, but they talk about cigarettes. What person, if a person give up smoking, but he's upon shirk, is he going to help him? He ain't going to help him. Actually, the one who upon Tawheed and smokes is better than the one who don't smoke and upon shirk. See? And that's one thing. The other thing, the ulama, he says, look, the Prophet ﷺ أختار أحد الصحابة لم يبعث أي واحد أحد الصحابة من فضلائهم وعلمائهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he chose individuals from the Sahaba, the knowledgeable amongst them, the ulama. وجماعة التبليغ كل من هب ودب. Look, جماعة التبليغ, they go against this principle also. They send anybody to call to Allah. Actually, it's a reality. They may call somebody in the street, non-Muslims, and whatever. Yeah, you can come with us, man. Come on, get some food in here. Oh, yeah. He may be hungry, whatever the case. Now he said, what? You're going to be with us. What can I do? Say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And when they translate to him in English, no God, but there is no God, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. That's it. Even the explanation of the kalima, they don't know what he means. And then that person come with them, stay with them, eat with them, spend the night with them in the masjid. And then next day, they're like, Johnny, yes, get up, say something about Islam. He's like, me? Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, be a man. And that's it, that's dir da'wah, ikhwan. But dir da'wah. Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the haqq, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them to the haqq, inshaAllah ta'ala, and to save the Muslims from their wickedness and their evil. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm upon the haqq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslimu kathir.